My friend, may God bless you. We all felt the blessing. Glory to God. We wait the brothers, Brother Carmelo, God bless you. Brother Antonio, let yourself be seen. So you can all open your video so I can see you. We are all here. God bless you. We still wait for some brothers. What did you feel in your heart? There were many things, Brother Gianfranco. What I heard, we know the position of the watch. The temporal aspect is more than clear for us. We always repeat it. What touched me? And I connected with many things. In this message, there are still many things to do. Still correction and edification. And also about the fact that many churches claim to be born again. But firstly, you should enter in the true word. And I believe by God's grace that it took already place in our midst. We have the true doctrine, the true vision, but as he said, we need a correction. And for the promises, we all receive it by faith, and we are seated already in the heavenly place. We have to be in the right position, and we should be accompanied by all things for us to be conformed to the word. So it's not just to be edified by the word simply, but also to be correct when it needs. A few weeks ago, we spoke about the influence of another. So it's necessary in this last period or in this end time to accept correction. For example, when my child does a mistake, I have to correct him. So there is a teaching which comes, then we should also correct someone when it needs. The correction is to give information or teaching to someone to go back in the right path. And sometimes we neglect these things. So there were many things presented in this way. Sometimes, even if the correction lead us to do sacrifices, but it's okay. That's what I wanted to share with you. Because everything which we heard was precious. Also what the brothers share in the beginning. But these are the words which touch me. Correction, edification, and to be placed in the right word. Also Brother Keller said in the beginning the word of 1 John chapter 3. May God bless you. And Brother Franco say, Amen. It's true. And it is of a great importance, this part. Brother Carmelo, Brother Antonio, Brother Santo. The brothers from France are not here. They are not tuned on. Brother Doriano. Behold, what manner of love that the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. I stop here in verse 3, because there are always fight between the flesh and the spirit. And then we continue, and every man that had this hope in him purified himself. Because we always have the power of flesh trying to fight us, but within us there is something that tells us that we are children of God. And if I'm of God, who can separate me from him? What we shall be is not yet manifest. What we shall be I wait for the time in which I will tell to someone, go in the name of Jesus Christ, you are healed. I'm waiting for that power. So it was a question from Brother Dorian, and Brother Franco answers, so you speak about healing. But when the Lord will appear, when the trumpet will sound and the dead in Christ will resurrect, will be as in his. Brother Doriano was speaking about the power in the church. And every man that had this hope in him purified himself even as he is pure. So the fact of telling to someone to stand up and walk, that is healing. And in the other side, we won't need healing anymore. As also Brother Frank say, he's old. He say in the other side, we won't grow old. It's true that it's important to take position. There are still many things. Brother Carmelo. Brother Francesco. Or Brother Antonio. Do you have something to share? I'd like to share something which really touched me, Brother Antonio. Brother Antonio says, some of the brother, they have their line of connection a little bit slow. And Brother Antonio said, I meditate upon what Brother Frank said, that there are many local assemblies in which many people claim to be born again. So I was saying, I speak a little bit loud. I've been touched when Brother Frank said that in many locals assemblies, people declare to be born again. For me, Brother Frank was not speaking about denomination, but about churches which have received the end time message, and that thing, this thing touched me because it's been quite long I was thinking about it, because many claim to be born again, but the new birth is not about receiving the message, but it's about living the message which we received. There are two different things. In believing to this message, we have to manifest. So we must have a life conform to the spirit, conform to the spiritual message which we receive today. In contrary, as Brother Frank said, if we go in different local churches, everyone claims to be born again, but who truly lives this new birth? Who truly lives according to the same scripture? Those are questions which I was wondering. I was wondering about. It's also true that there are things which took place, and the Lord gave me answers. It's not about me seeing things. It should not be me to see things, but other people should see that I'm born again. People should see in me a different way of thinking, a different way of living and behaving. In truly a believer should be like this. It should be different from worldly people. Not because he preaches or because he says, but because he lives what he says. And when Brother Frank read, or when he said, if we go in the local churches, who truly is born again? And I believe that this is a question which each believer should ask to himself. And Brother Franco said, we have to be born of the Word, as Brother Gianfranco said, born of the Word. We speak about it later on. And I'd like to give space to other brother to speak also. Brother Carmelo, as Brother Frank said, what he was read, or he was already read, it is already preaching. What personally touch in reading these words, we are sons of God. Now we are sons of God. And now we are sons of God. And just before the brother said, or he mentioned, the verse in Matthew 28, I'll be with you till the end. So if we are sons of God and he is with us till the end, that is why, because Brother Frank say everything is for our preparation before the Lord, and people should see that we are different. Is about our preparation, as it was read in the verse 7. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. So we are called to do righteousness, and that means to go in the opposite direction of the word, because the word, people of the word, they seek for their own interest, but we are looking for God's interest. And as believers, we have to do righteousness, because if there is in us the seed or the manifestation, we have to believe and to know that what we are living now is our preparation before the Lord. And when we are before the Lord, we cannot compare ourselves to other people, but we have to compare ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. For this reason, we have to live by the Holy Spirit and walk according to the Spirit. And also in this last period, we speak about all things around us. Also, sometimes it's difficult because we seem pulled from all the sides. But I believe, as it was said, He is with us till the end, and we are sons of God. Now we are sons of God. And if we are sons of God, we have to live as sons of God. Our Father knows us, and He hears our prayers, and is the one modeling us and helping us to grow. And rightly, as we are drawing near, we are drawing to this glorious place, we have to practice His word. And as we also read, we have to love. We can love only if Jesus is in our life. If not, it's hard. It's difficult. Already love. Let us say it, brothers and sisters. We have to love also our enemy. We see also the way Brother Frank said it himself. So he's growing old, and time is drawing near. So we have to seek for Christ to be in our thoughts, in our words, and is the one to live our life, for us to live His life. We read it and we know these things, but it's also good to read this thing when we are alone, for us to conform ourselves to this message. And Brother Franco asked a question: are you speaking about the message in general, or just 1 John chapter 3? And Brother Franco add, it's true that everything is important. Sure, everything is important. And the message is a correction. With all these church ages, this message correct and continue to correct for our preparation. And Brother Carmelo add, Brother Frank also exhorts us not to have peculiar vision or interpretation. In the Word of God, we need at least two or three biblical verses to establish something. And Brother Franco say we cannot take one verse to make out of it a doctrine. This is that being always the error or a mistake made by many people, not just the Catholic Church. That's how people fall in the trap of the enemy. But we as believers, we have to take at least two or three verses which spoke about the same theme, and then they clarify it. Brother Franco want to add something else. What is the meaning of new birth? Maybe you did not understand. What is important is to be begotten. To be begotten, and begotten before the foundation of the world, in the thoughts of God already, So the main thing is that is the new birth. The new birth comes because the seed, the word within you, the seed within you, which was generated because of the election, because of the blessing of the work accomplished at Golgotha, the sacrifice made for us and for all the world, for the bride, is about that seed. Personally, I thank the Lord when I hear these things. We always say it. Here in the church, we always say that the main thing is our preparation. The fact of being worried about what takes place in America, no, it has less importance. But the main thing for you and me, being begotten before the foundation of the world to be son and daughter of God, we are preparing ourselves to be raptured with the Lord. You see, this is true. To know things is true, is good. We always say it. And also that one of the main thing, Trump was not a diplomat, and I seen also I also seen him in the picture. He went to pray in the world of the lamentation. He's the one who did it, and we always say that God used him to prepare a way for the coming of the Lord to Israel, to bring that peace and safety. Also this morning we heard it once again, and once more, we always say it. So the fact, also the fact of the seventh seal, it will take place after when the bride will be raptured. We always see that Brother Branham saw a woman dressed in violet dress, Revelation 13. We know all these things, but we have to see the main thing. 1 John 3, and different passages of the scripture are the main thing for us. They are important. They cannot be the new birth. We see all these servants, or the so-called servant of God, when there is not truly the seed. So what does bring birth? Or what brings birth is the seed, the word of God. You conceive a child. The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and his power will overshadow you. So is the seed. This for us is the same thing. When we heard this message, when we received this powerful word, if there was no Brother Branham or Brother Frank, we always say all these other servants of God, they could not be there. The word came to the prophet. And God does nothing unless he reveals his word or his secret to his servant, the prophet. We always say God always put enmity between his seed, the seed of the word, and the flesh. And every time I hear these things, I rejoice. Because God is blessing us together in this small community, which is not a church of, as Brother Brandon used to say, but is the part of the body of Christ. And we are a small group, part of the bride of Christ. We've been generated, and we understood that God gave us grace. So this seed was placed, and it grew. He grew in all his form. This is the great blessing. So the more we we realize it to be son and daughter of God, the more you glorify God in obedience and in your work with Him. Hallelujah. You have to realize it. You have to realize it that we were generated by the Word, because it's the Word which will be raptured. The Word which is in your heart, in my heart, in our heart. Hallelujah. This Word is Jesus Christ. And this is important. It's very important. An incorruptible seed which cannot grow old. For this reason, the inner man always renew himself every day. So the new birth is connected with the seed which is within us. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We rejoice because God does it. Or God did it. It's not you. That's why there is a transformation. The transformation comes only when the seed is within you. If there's no seed, there could not be transformation. Amen. And we see it. We see all these things. And it is important. The promises will be reality, or they become reality. And as we said, I want to repeat it once more. It's good to know what's going on around us, what is going on here and there. But what is important is what takes place in your life. That is what is important. How the seed develops in you. And where does that seed brings you? It has to bring you to the maturity, to the stature of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Do you remember that we said once when we spoke about the return to Rome, the denomination going back to their mother church or mother house? And the mother church is the Catholic Church. And I always said, I'm not saying to glorify myself, far from me. But I always say that God inspired us to dwell in the right position, or to remain in the right position. You see, America gave back strength to the Catholic Church. Now, in the White House, there is the mark of Rome and the support of the Pope. I try to speak about all what was said a little bit here and there. But what is important for you and me is the message which prepares us. The message which God sent through William Marion Branham, and the correction, and also the putting in order. So the prophet, we always say that he comes, then he revealed the word. But to put everything at its place, with the passage like of Revelation 17, Daniel, all these passages, I wrote them down. Revelation chapter 10, also Revelation chapter 1, all these, they all go together. And that it is what God prepared for us to enter in the fullness of the revelation. For this reason, everything was restored. I wrote it down. I got many blank paper with me, And every time I'm listening to Brother Frank, I write down. Everything was completely restored, meaning we were brought back to the beginning. Speaking about John the Baptist, Malachi chapter 3, also Revelation chapter 10, when he speaks about the angel of the covenant, all these things, God let us understand, and we understood them. So, for this reason, each preacher has to be concentrated in the demonstration of the Word of God, using two or three verses together in the right place. If not, each one of us will bring his own interpretation. Unfortunately, that's what we see. Because some people are saying, when we speak about the prophetic word, some people say, yeah, I believe it's like this. Another one say, no, yeah. It's also in the spiritual part, speaking about things of daily things. Everything must be put at their place. Also with the passages of the scripture related with the gospel, Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark, all these things will come to pass, lift up your head, for your redemption is there. Brother Frank also said, we have to be careful that in the book of Revelation, everything that is written will take place. But when? There are many things which will happen after the rapture, when we won't be anymore here. All the plagues, all these things, they will take place after. What we heard this morning, it is a great blessing for us to conform our lives with the correction, with the right correction, while we are waiting the Lord to be in the right position. So our inspiration is that we were generated by the seed of God. For this reason, between us, or within us, there is always this fight against flesh and spirit. It's always there. And how shall we do? We live in the flesh. As Brother Frank said, we are still on earth, but we have to know that we are children of God, generated or born by His Word, born by His incorruptible Word. And He said the Word does not know Him because they know Him not, but we know Him because we are children of God. So it's important to understand this. Day after day, at every time, and when the fight or the war, we always say there be always a war between the spirit and flesh, between the seed of God and the seed of the devil. So these things are wonderful things and special things. If you listen to this preaching well, you see how many special things were said. And it cannot be a new birth or a transformation if the seed of God is not within you. And if the seed of God is within you, transformation must take place. As we were born of the human seed, likewise, we were born of the spiritual seed of God. and the inner man is being renewed every day. The nature of the old nature, or the nature of the corruptible seed, is to grow and it will die one day. But the nature of the incorruptible seed grows day after day, and it goes from value to value till it will come to the complete image of God. That is important. And we have to see this thing deeper. In the beginning, the brother spoke also about Israel. And I want to say it here with you, brothers. It's good to know what will take place here or what will take place there. It's good. But we should not start to have the goal of knowing everything. But our spiritual goal is to ask to the Lord, Lord, how am I before you? With all what you taught me, with all what you gave me, where am I now before you? How am I? This is the main goal, which we should have within us, and step by step, as the word of God comes out, the correction will come and it will put us back to the right path. And you say, oh, thank you, Lord, that is right. Then you go back in the path. And every day it'll be like this. And we all pass through these processes. For this reason, when the Holy Spirit is within us, will lead us in all the truth. He will whisper to you things. He say, my friend, you see here, this is the human thoughts, this is not a divine thoughts. Then you consult yourself, you go back to the path. And the divine thoughts manifest himself. That is where the preparation and the manifestation of the children of God is. And people will see that you have another nature, a nature which is manifest before people, and they will see that your spiritual nature is different. And that is the way of the son or daughter of God. I wrote down something here. Everything has to be restored as in the time of the first church. We are there. I say also this. When we see things which take place, things which take place now, God has to grant us grace to compare ourselves to the scriptures. Also to see if this thing and the other things comes from the devil or they come from God. Do you understand what I mean? So it's important. That's how I can save myself and my family. If not, otherwise I cannot do it. That's how I can also warn other people. You can say, you know, this thing comes not of God, because God does in this way, in this way, in this way. This is a testimony, a manifestation of the new birth of the seed which is within you, the seed which God has put in you before the foundation of the world. If we did not have that seed, we could not be here together. We could be somewhere else, not here in this platform, and we wouldn't have even listened to the preaching of Brother Frank. But it's because God put a seed in us. May God grant us grace. And as I said last time, within us there is a seed of God. And that seed has to overcome. It's not Franco Forestieri. Yeah, it's true. I love spaghetti. That I speak like a natural man, but in the spiritual, God has to manifest that seed. I have to put in the first place the seed, and he has to overcome. There's a difference between flesh and spirit, but now we have to have the Holy Spirit to be manifest. May God grant us grace. And I said before the Lord, and I thank God without prideness, I said with all my heart, thank you, Lord, because you illuminate my heart and my life. As when Paul went up to Jerusalem, and when he was there, he compared what God revealed him to what the apostles were preaching. And he saw that it was the same word. So when I compare myself before God, and I say, thank you, Lord, do you understand? It's important, this thing. When we compare what we say or what we live with the scripture, we say, thank you, Lord, you are the one illuminating, and you are the one granting grace. Amen. And you say, I want the same thing, Lord. Strengthen me, grant me grace. Grant me grace to be anchored in thee. That should be our cry from the heart of each one of us, for us to continue to walk under the influence of the Holy Spirit. You see? If not, we'll go astray, and we won't have strength to destroy the work of the devil. It's important to have strength. And the strength, you don't take it here and there, but God has put it in you, in that seed, through the seed, because it's the seed which bruised the head of the serpent. That seed, which always goes in contrast with the seed of the devil, there is enmity between them. It's like when we say the Catholic Church has just taken Matthew 28, go and baptize them in the name of Father, Son, and Spirit. Why did they not go to take other scriptures? Like Paul says in Acts 19, and in the other scripture, they just took one scripture. And when we want to compare something, we take all the verses. For this reason, when we are studying something in the Bible, we take time. As Brother Frank said, we have to go in many passages in the scripture, and to show or to demonstrate what we are saying with many scripture, for us to have a clarity. And we have the task, say the Lord. And all those passages, they must go together. They must be connected. The basement or the foundation comes from all the scriptures. Hallelujah. So many years passed. Do you realize it? 10 years. He passed 10 years with the prophet. Or being 3 years and earth with the Lord. Do you understand what I'm saying? The disciple, they've been impregnated of that spirit. Elisha was impregnated of the spirit of Elijah, because within Elisha there was a seed generated in him. Your father and your mother, they did not know of this seed. It was a special seed, a spiritual seed which God in the soul. The soul which sin is the soul which die. God has given us the soul with eternal life before the foundation of the world. We did not know it, but now we know it. We know that the seed, God has put it in us through him, the lamb which was slain before the foundation of the world. We all were in him. We had the eternal life, but we did not know. We taste sin, we taste all the evil things of this world, but God set us free. And he called us out of that, and he gave us a new heart, a new life, etc. To God to you all the glory, Lord Jesus Christ. We are thankful to you. So we see we cannot gather together, there is always within us the spirit which want to be together. Also Brother Frank, you see, I is suffering. So Brother Branham, they were all men. So the spiritual part in you, you want these things. That's what we desire. We all desire. Hallelujah. May God bless us. Hallelujah. If someone wants to pray before the Lord, we pray. Brother Doriano, we pray. Mighty God and Lord Saint, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Because Lord, in us the desire to see you is being manifest more and more. And me, whom I speak, weak as I am, but I know you don't look at these things. You do not look at what I do or what I say, but you look at my heart, and my heart is turned toward you. Even if I'm lazy in certain things, but I know you are a great God. Either a prayer of 1 minute or 1 hour, but we know to whom we pray. And you are the mighty God. You put in my heart what we need. And you know what we need. We can see also as the time is going fast. January is already finished. And we want to be ready. That is our desire. It's my desire. And all the other things around us is not importance. But what interests us is that the garment which you gave us to be clean and to wait for you till you bring us home. I'm not yet what I should be, but I'm a son of God. With my brother and my sister, we honor you and we glorify you for what you have done till today. Give us wisdom and let your blessing be upon each brother and sister. And all these things we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to your saint name. Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.